Surah Al-An'am, verses 61 to 70.
And he sends guardian angels who watch over you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned angels to us to guard us against those calamities which are not meant for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends angels to us to record our deeds. Hafaba. Hatta idha ja'a ahadakumul maut. Until when death approaches one of you, tawaffathu rusuluna. Our angels extract his soul. Wahum la yufarritun. And they never fail in their duty. So guarding angels are with us to protect us from calamities which are not destined. But when it is time for a soul to part from this dunya, those guardian angels also move aside, and the angel of death and those with him carry out their task. In the exact manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has demanded that soul be extracted, وَهُمْ لَا يُفَرِّطُونَ, they never fail in their duty. Ayah 62, ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, then they will be returned to Allah in one instant. مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ, their true master. أَلَا لَهُ الْحُكْمُ, behold, judgment is for him alone. وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ, and he is the swiftest reckoner. In a blink of an eye, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put the entire hisab of our lives before us. قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. The mushrikeen of Makkah and mushrikeen believe that Allah exists, but they believe in partners with Allah. But when they were in a real problem, they forgot their partners and they called unto Allah alone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them, مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Ask them, who is the one that delivers you from the dark depths of land and sea? تَدْعُونَهُ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيَا. When you call out to him, تَضَرُّعًا, humbly, وَخُفْيَا, and discreetly, within your hearts and souls, you plead to Allah when you are in a real problem. And what do you say to Allah? لَإِنْ أَنْجَانَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. If he were to rescue us from this, we shall most certainly be among the grateful ones. They plead to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلِ اللَّهُ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْهَا. Allah ta'ala gives respite to them, even though they are just believers. اللَّهُ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْهَا. Tell them it is Allah alone who delivers you from it. وَمِنْ كُلِّ كَرْبٍ, and from every other distress. ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ تُشْرِكُونَ, yet you still associate partners with him. قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَن يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِّن فَوْقِكُمْ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them respite, gives us respite. We should never feel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unaware and unable. هُوَ الْقَادِرُ, tell them he has the power to send punishment on you anytime. مِّن فَوْقِكُمْ, from above your heads. For example, rain, water, winds, stones from above, or from beneath you. From beneath you, floods, earthquakes, or to divide you, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or يَلْبِسَكُمْ شِيَعَ, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could divide you in sects, وَيُذِيقَ بَعْضَكُمْ بَأْسَ بَعْضٍ, and he could make you taste one another's violence. So there are three ways of adab, either from above, from beneath, or internal fighting and violence within, by breaking up people into groups and parties. انظر كيف نصرف الآيات, see how we explain our revelations to them. لعلهم يفقهون, in multiple ways, so that they may understand. Perhaps they would understand. وكذب به قومك وهو الحق, and your people have rejected the message, the Quran. وهو الحق, but it is the absolute truth. قل لست عليكم بوكيل, tell them I am not assigned to be your protector or keeper. It is not my duty to see that you follow the Quran. I am not your wakil. لكل نبأ مستقر, every prophecy has its fixed time to be fulfilled. وسوف تعلمون, and you will soon come to know the reality. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about associating with those who are finding fault with Islam and with the Quran. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا, and when you see people engage in finding fault with our revelations, criticizing the laws of the Quran or criticizing Islam, فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ, withdraw from them until they delve into some other discussion. وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانِ, should shaitan cause you to forget, فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَ مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ, take leave from the wrongdoers the moment you realize and do not sit with them. وَمَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَّقُونَ مِنْ حِسَابِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Ayah 69, The Allah-fearing ones are in no way accountable for the actions of the wrongdoers, what they are doing, criticizing Islam in the Quran. وَلَكِنْ ذِكْرًا And their only duty is to remind them, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ So that they may fear Allah. Generally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ignore or stay away from the company of those for whom Islam or deen is a pastime and an amusement. وَذَرِ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ Ignore those for whom religion is only a pastime and an amusement. الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَعِبًا وَلَهْوًا وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا And they are deceived by the life of this world. وَذَكِّرْ بِهِ But continue to remind them with the Qur'an when you have an opportunity. أَن تُبْسَلَ نَفْسٌ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ Continue to remind them, lest a soul be seized for what it has done. لَيْسَ لَهَا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ It will be seized in a manner where there would be no helper or intercessor besides Allah. وَإِن تَعْدِلْ كُلَّ عَدْلٍ لَا يُؤْخَذْ مِنْهَا It will be seized in such a condition that whatever ransom they may offer, it will not be accepted. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ أُبْسِلُوا بِمَا كَسَبُوا Such are those that are seized by their own actions. لَهُمْ شَرَابٌ مِّنْ حَمِيمٌ They will have boiling water to drink. وَعَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ And a painful punishment for their rejection and disbelief in the truth of the Qur'an. InshaAllah, we'll do tilawat of this. جزاكم الله.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وهو القاهر فوق عباده ويرسل عليكم حفظة حتى إذا جاء أحدكم الموت توفته رسلنا وهم لا يفرطون ثم ردوا إلى الله مولاهم الحق ألا له الحكم وهو أسرع الحاسبين قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ تَدْعُونَهُ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيَةً لَئِنْ أَنْجَانَا مِنْ هَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ قل الله ينجيكم منها ومن كل كرب ثم أنتم تشركون قل هو القادر على أن يبعث عليكم عذابا من فوقكم أو من تحت أرجلكم أو يلبسكم شيعا ويذيق بعضكم بأس بعض انظر كيف نصرف الآيات لعلهم يفقهون وكذب به قومك وهو الحق قل لست عليكم بوكيل لكل نبأ مستقر وسوف تعلمون وإذا رأيت الذين يخوضون في آياتنا فأعرض عنهم حتى يخوضوا في حديث غيره وإما ينسينك الشيطان فلا تقعد بعد الذكرى مع القوم الظالمين وما على الذين يتقون من حسابهم من شيء ولكن ذكرى لعلهم يتقون وذر الذين اتخذوا دينهم لعبا ولهوا وغرتهم الحياة الدنيا وذكر به أن تبسل نفس بما كسبت ليس لها من دون الله ولي ولا شفيع وإن تعدل كل عدل لا يؤخذ منها أولئك الذين أبسلوا بما كسبوا لهم شراب من حميم وعذاب أليم بما كانوا يكفرون صدق الله العظيم.